Blog Talk Radio.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass.
Yeah, it's pretty clear. I ain't no dive, but I can shake it, shake it like I'm supposed to. I got that boom boom that all the boys are chasing, all the right junk in all the right places. I see those magazines working on Photoshop. You know that stuff ain't real. Come on and make it stop. If you got beauty, then raise them up, 'cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top.
I know. I bet you'd be able to sing that tune really well. I bet you.
Aww.
It's perfect for you. It's perfect for you.
Oh, I can give it a go one day for the fun of it.
You should. You really absolutely should. You know, it's a who was that? Morgan Trainor. What's her name?
Megan Trainor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great song, isn't it? It's such a great way to start off the show. Got the vibe going. Mm-mm.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Especially here on a Monday, you know,
yes.
A Monday show.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're starting off another week. How was your weekend? Did you have a great weekend?
You know what? For a moment, even though you said it was Monday, it was like, wait, yes, we did just have a weekend. My goodness. Yeah. I'm not quite with it. I've had like 4 hours sleep. It's just been chaotic since my birthday. But oh my goodness, you know, I was raving about the Friday show, how wonderful and special
it was.
And then
fun.
It was, my darling. Thank you so much for that. And the weekend was just as beautiful. Yeah, it kept going. What happened Saturday? Oh my goodness, I can't remember what happened Saturday. But Sunday I ended up going to my sister and brother-in-law's for a meal. That was beautiful.
Mm. She got to eat.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Not only did she cook for me on my birthday, bless her. So yeah, it was a lot of fun, and yeah, rolling on today. It's been all preparation and lots of work, and yeah, here I am, ready to roll with my what?
Here I am. Where are you?
I'm right here with you. I'm here
good.
With you.
I'm just making sure. Yeah.
How about you? How's it going? How was the weekend?
Let me think. Good weekend, football weekend, great football weekend. We're going to talk about football a little bit later.
Yeah.
Yeah, bring everybody up to speed on what's going on in the NFL and one team in the entire NFL remains undefeated as of week four. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about who that is, what they've done, and some other things.
Oh, okay. Good fun.
Eventually. We'll get to it.
Yeah. Hold on,
we'll get
listeners,
to it.
You know. Yep. Hope you've had a great weekend also.
Yeah, and outside
we start off talking all about us, and it's kind of like I had to say, so, listeners, how are you? How's your week going so far?
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Did you have a good weekend? Yeah. Let us know.
Yeah, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, the number to join the show. Everybody take this down. Our number is rushing for the pen and the pencils and paper. They can't wait. They want to know because so many people are waiting. I want to talk to you about a couple. Let me just get this number out here. This is the Andy and Manor Show. We are talking to a bunch of people all over North America and the world, 20-some-odd countries around the world. We've been doing this 2.5 years. Amanda and I have over 485 episodes. We have never met, and either one of us have also never met our show coordinator, Cornell Butler. And we're still doing this and having a whole lot of fun. And what I want to tell you, Amanda, and to join the show real quick, it's 515-605-9888. Also, you can email the show, what's the number? Amanda,
AndyandAmanda@gmail.com.
Andy Amanda Show. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Andy and Amanda.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that it? AndyandAmanda@gmail.com. Let us, your thoughts, comments, suggestions, questions, anything you'd like to know about us or anything you'd like to add to the show or contribute to the show. We would certainly like to know that as well and invite you to join us. So email us at AndyandAmandaShow@gmail.com. Again, that number to join the show today. Over the next.
Oh, hello. Either you've been cut off or kicked out or the mic is gone, but I'm still here and I don't know if everybody can hear me. So I'm just going to keep chatting anyway. So Andy was just giving out our phone number, 515-605-9888, if you want to call in and join in the conversation. You can also email us at AndyandAmandaShow@gmail.com. We struggle between the both to get that email address out. You know, I've only had 4 hours sleep, as you can tell by my voice. I am kind of tripping over my words from lack of sleep. And my poor old brain is trying its hardest today, so bear with us on the show, won't you please? My co-host, I need to check where he is, so I shall be messaging him whilst I am talking to you on the show. I have not checked news for this week, because let's face it, it's so dreary and so bleak and negative, and a lot of the time I get so put off and it puts a bad start to my week. So I'd love to know, out of curiosity, how you guys start your week. Do you have a routine? Do you follow like a schedule to keep you all in check and living your best life? Or are you one of these people who likes to keep on top of the news 24/7? Because obviously there's plenty of people out there, and there's also plenty of people like me. Right, I am currently messaging my co-host. Are you there? Knock, knock. We are awaiting your return. It's so much fun keeping in touch like this. We have to do this because it's internet radio and all sorts of things can go wrong on internet radio. So let me fill you in on a few things. So I had my birthday and a weekend. That was great. You know, so much love and celebrating. But I've also been working on some more music over the weekend. That was what I forgot to tell Andy. So Andy, if you can hear me, even though I can't hear you, that's what I was doing over the weekend and I forgot. So I've got a new song I shall be releasing within the week called With You. And it's a kind of pop song because I seem to be better at writing pop and alternative. And I kind of mix things up. I like to combine genres and sounds and create something that just pops to me, regardless of sticking within one specific genre, because as much fun as that is, I like to move a little here, move a little there, taste a bit of this, taste a bit of that, throw it all in the pot together and see how it sounds. And quite often it comes out pretty good, most of the time. So yeah, it's a new song. I'm going to be uploading it in the week, and I'm in love with it. And I don't know if any of our listeners are musicians out there, but if you're anything like me, once you've created a track, you kind of keep listening to it. Now, I don't know if that's kind of seen as an egoic thing, because let's face it, we've just created this little baby, this wonderful little thing, and if it's good, we get so excited about it that we just, you know, keep listening.
Hello,
to it.
Hello, hello.
Oh, I hear a voice in the distance. That sounds like Mr. Kimmel.
Hello.
Hello. All right, go.
This is the third time, you know, we use an internet platform, Blog Talk Radio, to do the show, when we pretty much has been uneventful for 2.5 years. Little hiccups here and there that we get over. This is the third time in a row where suddenly I'm talking and there's silence. I don't get any sign of being cut off. I can't dial back into the show. It says I'm already connected, but nothing's happening.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the issue is. I don't know if it's issue with the hardware software here in the studio here, if it's a Blog Talk Radio issue. I don't know, but I want all our listeners to know. So what was the last thing I was saying before I magically disappeared?
Well, we were kind of at our email address, and while she disappeared, I was filling everybody in on what I did remember of the weekend.
Oh, well, good.
So
you good.
Yeah.
So I'm calling in as a caller right now, so I can be a caller, and therefore I'm a caller. Whoa. Hello, is this the Andy Demander show?
It is.
No,
welcome to the show, Mr. Kimball.
I can't believe I had to call in on my own show. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. But we'll have to see what the issue is, because this has happened for, I think, 3 shows in a row now where I've had to, something like that. So there must be some kind of issue somewhere, and you're fine. When Cornell calls in, he's fine. Our callers, when they call in, they're all fine, but I'm not. So there must be – so I don't know if it's – as the technical host of the show – here for Blog Talk, I don't know if it's a connection between the platform that Blog Talk provides me for us to all connect on the show, or it might be in my own computer, internet, you know, microphone interfaces, all the stuff we have here that make this show happen. It might be an issue here. I don't really know. I got to start troubleshooting. Maybe we'll do another quick show real quick, and we'll be on a troubleshooting show. We've done them before, I think, when we had some issues way back when. So moving right along, email. I know you're talking about your weekend, but real quick, I just want to let everybody
know that you can
email us, and it's andyandmandershow@gmail.com. I mean, you can let us know your suggestions, your thoughts, your opinions, what you'd like to talk about, if you want to come on the show, if you want to suggest a guest that would like to come on the show perhaps and talk about something interesting or fascinating or exciting, or maybe not so exciting, but maybe exciting to them. Who knows? please email us. And we can also connect internationally. We do go all over the world. Our map is lit up with over 20-some-odd countries where we have followers and listeners. And for those of you outside of North America, you can dial either one
plus,
and then
plus one,
515.
Yeah,
plus one, right. 515-605-9888. And you can also email us. Let us know you'd like to come on the show, and I guess we'll be talking about the next episode, and we will send you a link, and all you need is a headphones and microphones, and you could join us on the internet, and it's clear as a bell, and it works out beautifully. So
excellent.
And this is all for you folks. We're here having a lot of fun, having conversations about a lot of different subjects. You're welcome to join us and talk about what's on your mind.
For those of you, what's on our mind.
because we like to sit back and listen actually for an hour, and then we get to hang up and we're done.
Let's work for us. More fun for you.
More time for you, less time for us. That's the way we like this to work. You know what I'm saying? So you too. But definitely, folks, don't be shy. We know people who like to call in sometimes. They listen to the show on the phone, you know, just to chime into the show, and they don't want to talk. They just want to listen. We've had people do that. And, you know, you're welcome to do that as well. So
catching you up, you said just before you gave the email, I've got something to share with you, and then you said, I'll just give the email. So I'm eagerly anticipating what it is you wanted to share.
I wanted to share something?
Yes. You said, I'm going to talk about this, or I'm going to tell you this, and I was like, okay.
Thanks for reminding me. Yeah.
You secretly disappeared so you could remember what it was and come back to share it.
Old timers are starting to set in, I think. It's this, that we had 500 new listeners on iTunes from Wednesday to Friday.
Oh, my.
500
wow.
new 500 new listeners. And on our graphs, like, you know, imagine like an EKG or a cardiogram, whatever, you know, little graphs that goes up and down, bump, 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 you know.
Uh-huh.
And that's kind of what our and that's kind of what our what our graph looks like as it moves across. You know, the numbers go up and down, up and down. Then suddenly, from Wednesday to Friday, it's like Mount Everest. It goes straight on up, then straight on down. Then 2 days later, it goes straight on up again, then straight on down. And
I feel like having clicked in my head, thanks to you. Well, that's great. Like,
I love the way you think.
Oh,
I got to tell you.
That's such great news. Like, I'm grinning from ear to ear now, if that's possible. You know, I might swallow my ears in a minute if it gets any bigger, but wow, that's just incredible.
It just...
Did any camera seem to fall into things?
Pardon?
You know what I mean? Yeah. Whatever.
Hand that man some throat sweets. Too much alcohol and cigars. Wow. That's incredible news. Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, listeners, truly. Thank you for tuning in and thinking about
And
it's
specifically iTunes. Really? It's iTunes,
yeah.
Apple iTunes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's even better, in a sense, because, you know, Apple's such a huge platform.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people are invested in Apple.
Yeah, and I think we also have, you know, people I think are chiming into this show because it's a
hello, 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 how are you? Hello, 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 how are you? Welcome to our
hello.
Show today. This is the Andy and Amanda Monday Show. Moonshine Monday, Moonshine
hello.
Monday on the Andy and Amanda Show.
Thank you. Very well done.
Oh,
thank
you. You can take us out of that. That piece of language. Moonshine Monday, Moonshine
thank
Monday.
Yes, thank you very much.
Question. So what is the moonshine of the Monday?
Well,
is
moonshine...
to the drink?
Yes.
Oh!
Yes. Yes. Moonshine is actually on... Well, what it really is, it's a... known as a... like a mountain... a homebrew, like a mountain, you know, up in Appalachia, you know, a mountain homebrew.
Interesting.
It's like a strong, a lot of ethanol alcohol may be concentrated or fermented in various beverages by means of freezing it. For example, did you ever hear of Applejack?
Oh, yeah.
It derives from the traditional method of producing the drink. By freezing fermented cider and then removing the ice, increasing the alcohol content. You think I know about this? And starting with, you know, then the fermented juice by itself. And the alcohol content is once that's made, notice the apple cider by itself, the alcohol is removed. But if the alcohol is left in as an alcoholic beverage, it's 25 to 40% alcohol. Moonshine. Moonshine.
You have quite an extensive knowledge of this. I'm rather impressed.
Thank you. But so when you can take a, you know, an apple, you can do it with other vegetables too. I mean, not vegetables. Apples. apples are fruit.
I've heard
right?
that. Yeah.
Yeah. But you freeze and then there's a way of you freeze it. Then you're fermenting the whatever cider, whatever the fruit is, and then taking the ice out of it, and that when you remove the ice, you're removing the water, that automatically increases the alcohol content, which happens by way of the fermenting of that fruit.
Yeah.
And if they were to remove that, then you have a delicious cider with very little, almost some alcohol, but almost not noticeable back. But if you leave the alcohol in there, you are in fact talking about one hell of a powerful punch drink.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, I've heard moonshine mentioned so many times, like in movies and all sorts, but, you know, I'd love to try it one day. I mean, it's fascinating. I'd love the title of it alone, moonshine. I mean, it sounds magical.
Yeah, moonshine. And the way they do it up in the mountains back then, in the Appalachia, right?
Of course, yeah.
Down to where our caller, not far from where our caller Lisa resides, down there in the Carolinas, down there. They used to have, and they still do have some of these stills. They people who still do use stills to make their own moonshine. And it's a still is like this column, and it's a very, very, very slow, air-cooled, you know, it's just air-cooled. It's instead of free quick freezing, it's slower process.
Yeah. Well,
and,
sorry, go on.
But it's like distilled. It's like this. You ever hear like distilled water?
Yes.
You will imagine like it's distilled cider, you know, so
okay.
to speak.
Yeah. Cider is one of my favorite drinks. The drink. I mean, down here in the south of England, it's known to be quite a big thing. Cider down in somewhere called Somerset, which is just below us. But of course, it actually came from, I think it was Rome, with Julius Caesar. He brought it over to the UK and other parts of Europe. And so, yeah, that's fascinating stuff to think that cider was drank all the way back then. And, you know, and I can just see the grapes. I've always seen grapes in wine, not grapes in cider. So that's kind of a new one on me.
Anyway, yo, and just we're going to make some moonshine right here on the Andy and Amanda Show. We're inviting you all to come in, come to our studios and try a sample of it. Email us. We'll send you. Email. We've got a moonshine party. We've got a moonshine party here on Moonshine Monday. Yeah. And
Does it have any more power if you drink it under the moon? Under the light of the moon? Oh, fantastic.
Yes. We need to do it. Yes, you need to. You need to get your hiney over here, kiddo.
Excellent.
Yes.
Thank
you. Yes, we're going to work on that. Yes.
Absolutely.
But anyway, so you had a good birthday weekend.
Yeah, I was just telling our wonderful listeners that I'm working on a new song. It's practically finished, but there's a few, I was listening to it over and over these past couple of days, because that's when you notice all the little, you know, imperfections, and like, okay, yeah, so the level is a little off on here, and maybe I want to change this. Oh, maybe I need to change this vocal here. So that was the process I was going through. I was just explaining that it's pop track, because pop seems to be something I write better than anything else. And it's quite unique for me, and it's called With You. And yeah, I really like it. I think it's catchy. And so far, my family that have heard it said it's very catchy and probably one of my best yet. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I think that's a matter of opinion. I just go with the flow. I create whatever's there. If it's good, it's good. If it's not, it's not. So I shall pass on to you in due time, in due course.
I like that.
Thanks.
Also, over the weekend, we had a bunch of good collegiate football. I went to a college game, first time in a long time. If you want to call it that, it was down at the Chapman University here in California, down in Irvine, and had a good time in the president's suite down there. That was a good time. The game itself was quite horrible, but I was having a great grand old time. They had wine and beer and barbecue, and it was a fun time watching, enjoying a good, you know, enjoying football. But you know, the level of play, can we talk something else? But let's talk about real football. Yesterday was Sunday, week number 4 in the NFL, and we're going to try to do it on Mondays, is review what's going on in the NFL, and quickly we'll go over the score, and maybe there's a couple of games we could talk about some of the highlights too. And if anybody of those football fans, and I know you're out there, want to call into the show, talk about what team you are supporting and why, who your favorite players are, what do you think the outcome is going to be by the end of this football season, we want to hear from you here at 515-605-9888. Give us a call. But let's go on and review these scores real quick. I want to go over them.
Okay.
Yeah, so let's just do that.
Let's do it.
First of all, the game that has yet to be played is tonight on Monday Night Football, and this is a rematch of the championship game.
All right, okay.
Eastern of last year, and against the Los Angeles Rams and the San Francisco 49ers. And the San Francisco 49ers has a backup quarterback in who seems to be doing a pretty good job, actually. You know, he's doing a real we'll see what happens. We'll see. It's going to be a really good game. It's going to be I think it's going to be a game that has a lot of followers and people are going to be really tuned into it because it's like a rematch kind of thing. You know, there's a lot of, it's a rivalry too between San Francisco and Los Angeles.
Yeah. Okay.
So the last time these two teams met, yeah, the last time was a playoff game where the 49ers beat the Rams 27-24 on January 6th of 2022. So we'll see. It's going to be it's an exciting rematch.
Oh,
yeah.
Excellent.
Moving along. Yeah, and the games that have been played yesterday, here we go. We have Miami, Cincinnati, and I'll also tell you my picks, and I'll tell you if I was wrong or right.
Okay.
Cincinnati, 27 over Miami. Andy was right on. I don't know the scores. I just know who's going to win. Maybe I'll start predicting the scores, too. Anyway, Cincinnati over Miami, 27-15. And that's in the plus column for Andy. Minnesota beat New Orleans in London. We talked about that game on Friday being – was on Sunday in London, remember?
Yeah.
And how's the response over there, by the way? How's the response there in the UK for NFL?
Oh, I wouldn't have a clue. That's the one thing I wouldn't have a clue. Okay. I mean, but now the NFL is a huge deal right now. I shall look into it, and I'll report back to you guys.
Yeah,
let
look into it because, we'll look into it. And you could give your, you know, inside the NFL from the UK. That sounds like an exciting, that could be a standalone show, you know that? All right, anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So Minnesota beat New Orleans 28-25. I don't know if I didn't pick that one. I didn't pick it, so I can't, anyway, whatever. Cleveland, Atlanta. I would have beat – I'm wrong on that one. I thought Atlanta would win this one, but I thought Cleveland would win this one, but Atlanta did 23-20. Very close game. Very close game, 23-20. Buffalo, my pick did beat the Baltimore Ravens, 23-20. Another close one. Washington, they stink. Washington Commanders are called now. Dallas Cowboys, they stink, and I hate them too. Dallas Cowboys, 25 over Washington, 25-10. Another fave of mine, the Detroit Lions are having such a tough year, but they managed to put 45 points on the board and still lost to the Seattle Seahawks by the score of 48-45. So close, but so far. You know, the Detroit Lions are having such a tough year, and they have, of course, Jared Goff, who is the former quarterback of the L.A. Rams, who has really turned the team around in many respects. He's doing some good things, but they're just not being able to carry it through and win games. They're a really good team. I think they're a very underrated team, the Detroit Lions. So it's only, you know, we're only week four into the season, so watch what happens to the Lions as the season progresses, because I think we're going to see some really good things come out of that team. They're very good. They're just, for some reason, they're not making things happen when they need to, but overall, I think they're a pretty good team. Some people might disagree with me, and that's why I'm saying that, because I want you to call and let me know if you do. You know, hey, what do you think of the Lions? 515-605-9888. So, yeah, that's them, and, you know, I'm support the Lions. I hope they, you know, we'll see what happens. The Chargers, hometown team here, beat the Houston Texans. All right.
Oh, really?
I didn't pick it. 34-24. I have no idea. I didn't even know they were playing, to be honest with you. 34-24.
Oh.
Tennessee Titans over the Indianapolis Colts. My prediction was right. 24-17. Chicago Bears over the Giants. No, excuse me. I picked them to be over the Giants. I lost. That was my pick. I was wrong on that one. New York Giants beat the Chicago Bears 20-12. Oh, well. I got to figure out if I bet money on these where I'd be right now. Okay, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
The Philadelphia Eagles. And I'll say it again. The Philadelphia Eagles, E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles, 29 29-21 over the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jacksonville Jaguars came up like 14-0, and the Eagles just came back and handed it to them on a golden plate. Man, the Eagles are fantastic. Their quarterback, Jalen Hurts, is incredible. This team is undefeated. They are the only undefeated team in the NFL. They are the only undefeated team.
They are truly soaring through the game, aren't they? Wow.
That
is incredible.
Yeah, they are just doing really doing
that's
very well.
That's phenomenal to be undefeated like that. Wow.
Yeah. They're
wow. I take my hat off to them. Congratulations.
Yeah. Nice. And next week the Eagles travel to St. Louis, where they'll play the Cardinals. And I predict that they were hearing it. I mean, a lot of people are going to be with me. This is not unique. They're going to hand it to the, they're going to beat the car. Now, you know what? Any given Sunday, you know, things can happen. You never know. An unexpected turnover, a muffed punt return. You know, who knows? Things happen in football. And that's, again, what makes the game so exciting, because there's so few games, and every single game is so important to get into the playoff situation, the postseason. You know, every game is critical, every game. Where in baseball, you have 160 games. You know, okay, you have a little bit, you go to slump, you come out of it, you have a bad game, a good game, you know. But in football, every single game is so cool, and every single play, therefore, is so critical. And that makes the game so exciting, I think, and so edge of your seat at times.
Wow.
But so yeah, and the Eagles are going to beat the Cardinals next week. My score would be 28-17. We'll see how close I come to that almost a week out. I might refine that as the week progresses, but that's what I'm saying right now.
Okay.
The Eagles are going to do to the Cardinals next week. We'll see. We'll see. We don't know. So moving right along.
Safely in the crystal ball. Yes.
Yeah, and I should tally at the end how many I got right so far here. I think I'm 50-50. Anyway, it's not so bad. That's a bit. New York Jets. No, I lost on this one too. No, I'm not doing too good, Amanda. I'm not doing well at all.
No.
No, I lost on this one too. New York. I'm not betting money, by the way. New York Jets. Pittsburgh Steelers. The Jets beat the Steelers 24-20. I don't even know much about either one of these teams, to be quite honest with you. I just saw the Jets, whoever they're playing, I guess I wouldn't bet that they'd win. I don't know. The Jets have been struggling forever today, and I think they'll continue to do so. I don't know what it is about that team. But anyway, the Steelers, the Pittsburgh Steelers, they beat them 24-20. Pittsburgh almost came back. They ran out of time. If there had been more time left in that game, they probably would have come back and win, but that's it. You got an hour of play, so be it. They lost. New York Jets beat Pittsburgh Steelers 24-20. Arizona Cardinals, who will host the Philadelphia Eagles next Sunday, beat the Carolina Panthers 26-16.
Okay.
I was wrong on that one, too. I'm going to stop predicting these games. I was wrong on that one, too.
I'm not
going to say anymore.
Stop predicting.
Yeah,
that's the whole fun of it.
It is fun. But I usually do better than this. I'm really surprised.
Oh
man. I was right on this next one, though. Green Bay Packers beat the I don't know. I'm out of adjectives. Green Bay Packers beat the New England Patriots. The folks from the Super Bowl every year, the former home of Tom Brady, you know, for all those years. Packers beat them 27-24. At Rambeau Field.
Rambeau.
What do you call it there?
That's a cool name.
Thank you.
Expecting to special.
It's Lambeau. I call it Rambeau. Lambeau Field there in Green Bay. I call it Rambeau. I like Rambeau Field better. Yeah.
Yeah, Rambeau Field is the bomb. Yeah, I like that. I like the sound of that. Rambeau Field.
And this last one I did pick correctly. The Las Vegas Raiders, formerly Oakland Raiders, beat the Denver Broncos. And I got a lot of friends who are Broncos fans. Sorry, folks. Las Vegas Raiders beat the Broncos 32-23. And there we have it. This week in the NFL. You know, I got to create like a theme music. So on Mondays when we go review the NFL highlights and stuff, you know, we have like the steam music that plays. You know what I mean?
Ooh,
this week
yeah.
in the NFL. That's already taken. All right. Anyway, we got to get somebody to write some music for us.
The Chinese? You
know? Maybe.
Oh, that's awesome.
Whoever.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can do it if they want to. That would be good. That would be good.
Yeah.
That would be good.
It would be very good. Well, that's pretty cool. I mean, like I said, I'm still educating myself with the NFL. It's kind of admired from afar, even though it's not so far now and it's in my own backyard. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
The whole playing in London gig, amazing.
Yeah.
But like I was saying on Friday, the pitch that they play on and the stadium they're in, it's the stadium of the football team that my dad raised me to watch as a child. Tottenham Hotspur, but that Andy, seeing that pitch in real life was incredible. How it transforms from a soccer pitch to the football pitch was just like wow.
Oh yeah,
so impressive. Yeah. Technology, wow.
Yeah,
anyway.
You know, there's a quarterback who plays for the Kansas City Chiefs. Did I talk about the Kansas City Chiefs? I think I did. Yeah, I think I did.
Don't know.
Did I mention the Chiefs? I forget.
I don't think you did. Maybe if it, I'm so kind of detached from reality right now that I'm sure you know, that maybe you did, and I just didn't really absorb that.
No, I don't think I think I skipped it. I'm going to my notes here. I don't think I didn't even have it down here. Hold on a second.
Oh, good. That makes me feel more.
Here's my prediction. I predict this one right. Ta-da. Yeah. Okay. Tom Brady, former New England Patriot, former Super Bowl champion, former 7-time Super Bowl or whatever he is. Kansas City. Not Buddy Ryan. Oh, he's a long time ago. What am I talking about? Andy Reid, former coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, who was with the Eagles for 14 years, who's took the Kansas City Chiefs to the Super Bowl and won it. Kansas City beat Tom Brady and the Bucks 41-31. Got that one right. So actually, my predictions were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm like 50-50. That's not horrible.
Oh, no.
That's not bad.
Pretty cool. Believe
you know,
me. I'm sure
so I'll break even. I'll break even. I'll take a break even.
Yeah.
Last week I did much better. Last week I did much, much better. I don't know where did I go wrong here? Oh, well, I'll have to reevaluate. Because so, you know what? I guess what it is, some of these teams I just go, they'll lose. I don't really look into the games themselves and what the various aspects and attributes are of the individual team. Some people really get into it. They look at the kicker and they look at the quarterback and they look at the stats and the home game, away game and all this. I don't do it. I just look at the name. I kind of have an idea in my head of what they're about, who they've been, what their reputation is. And I go, they're going to win. Oh, like the Steelers. I never would have thought in a billion years the Steelers would lose to the New York Jets. I mean, you would have – I would have put money on that. That's how secure I am the Steelers would beat the Jets.
Yeah.
See what I mean? So that's how I pick my games. Which is a good thing I don't put money on it. But Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, the reason why I brought the Chiefs, I'm glad I brought him up because I did forget to mention them, is because they have a quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, who I've seen throw a football like a baseball player throws a sidearm pitch. Like just wings it in like a baseball player. And you got to see some clips. You got to see some video of this guy playing quarterback. He's phenomenal. I mean, he just handed it to Tampa Bay yesterday, 41 points. Holy crap. He was amazing. And the cool thing is that he wanted to be a baseball player. He was short, like a shortstop. You know, like, did you ever see a shortstop like catch the ball and just flick, you know, sidearm it to the first base?
Yeah.
That's what this guy's watching. That's what he's like watching. You know, it makes football that much more exciting when you see this guy play.
Yeah,
young kid. He's amazing. Amazing quarterback. Like he's like watching a fine piece of artwork when you see this guy play quarterback.
Oh,
yeah.
Fantastic!
Yeah. Really
That's
good.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
congratulations
cool.
to him. Yeah.
That yeah,
awesome.
And that's this week in the NFL. Brought to you by.
Our home. Kailua-Kona is a special place. It's an eclectic town surrounded by the most beautiful water on the planet, filled with inspiration and beauty.
In Hawaii, we celebrate family and friends, and it's the golden hour that we do it.
We couldn't help but be inspired by the golden light from Kona to produce Kona Light, our latest blonde ale brewed with real tropical mango. With 99 calories and a taste of island life, our Ohana is sure to enjoy the easy drinking, refreshing flavors of Kona Light. There's no better way to celebrate a day well lived than enjoying a Kona Light with family and friends. Soaking it all in, knowing we are exactly where we want to be. Kona Brewing Company. One life, right?
Indeed.
Kona beer.
One life.
Yes. One life. Aloha. Aloha.
I love those ads. They're pretty cool.
Kona
cool.
beer.
Yeah.
Kona beer. We like beer.
Pardon?
What? What was that?
He's either drinking too much or he's taking some pills.
Ew.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know.
Did I hear there was another hurricane? Like,
oh
Sunday
my God!
Monday,
104 deaths so far.
Yeah.
It hit Mexico. What?
Another
hurricane
hit Mexico. Yeah. So we had Ian, and the second one was called Orlene, or I don't know if that's how it's pronounced. Orlene. Yeah, it hit I think the west coast of Mexico.
Really?
Yeah. The cockroaches were dreading it.
We're dialing in.
Scary.
We're dialing in now. We'll see if we can get some news out there. We're dialing in. Hold on.
I think it was like 205 miles. Is it miles per hour that they measure it, or is it? It's not kilometers. It's got to be miles per hour.
Yeah,
and then
miles
it dropped
an hour.
Down to 160, I think it was. But crikey, 100 miles per hour winds here is deadly enough. I can't imagine anything 205. Good God. Wow.
Yeah,
that's,
you know,
no idea.
That's a good catchy tune. Catchy tune.
It is, isn't it? It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Oak Stilty.
I was going to say something. I forgot what it was. I forgot
Sorry.
What it was. I was going to say
off.
Something here. I don't remember what it was. I was going to say something. Thinking.
Uh-huh.
Wait, I got it. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yes.
In here in this country,
yeah.
Trial is underway. Trials are underway. All right, we got it. We hear you. We got it. We're ready to go. Thank you. Trial is underway against the Oath Keepers regarding their role on the January 6th insurrection.
Right.
And the both the prosecution and defense has made their opening statements, and the alleged members of the militia. I know what I mentioned real quick. The Oath Keepers are considered a militia. It's a band of people.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Now, what about these particular militia, including the leader, a guy named Stuart Rhodes?
Yeah.
And just to catch up to date, he's on trial for Washington, D.C., for the insurrection of the Capitol, the invasion of the Capitol and the violence that occurred there. And they're pre-planning to, in advance, to somehow disrupt the United States Congress from carrying out their responsibilities and their duties regarding certifying the Electoral College tallies that would have ceremonially, it was already done, it's fact, but ceremonially make Biden the president, kind of certifying his Electoral College win.
Yeah.
So the prosecutors, have videos and documentation and recordings and text messages, and the DOJ, their defense, the people, defending their clients going against the DOJ, are saying that their clients didn't do anything illegal.
Right.
At all.
Really?
Oh, they weren't doing anything. And you know what? I'm not going to comment any further because you are presumed innocent until proven guilty.
Well, this is true.
We all know what we know. Guilty.
Yeah.
No, anyway, but we don't know. We don't know how to turn out, but there's enough evidence to. You see what you see, and facts are facts.
Yeah.
We prefer facts over truth.
Yeah.
No.
What? Or truth over facts? Or both?
Truth over facts.
They go hand in hand,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. What's your week looking like to you then? Is it looking good? Have you got a lot of music ahead?
I don't. In the studio, I do, but
yeah.
I'm not playing. I'm not performing this week. And, it's getting there. The gigs are coming out. The gigs are getting there slowly but surely. We're starting to get some bookings looking down the road, which aren't, which require travel, but that's okay. We'll take it. And I'm looking forward to that. But nothing right away. I must say this, that the internet recognition, if you will, of my music and the the spread, the word, the more people are listening. I don't know what you call it. What do you call that when more people listen to your music? I don't know.
A great thing.
A great thing.
You know, right now, I literally cannot think of the words, my love. I really can't.
Mm. But that's doing well, you know, and
that's
cool.
That's great.
You can, yeah, and for listeners around the world, you can visit the web. You'll see me on the web at andykimbell.com, K-I-M-B-E-L, and check out the music, watch the videos, you know.
Absolutely.
And whatever
go
else.
Do it. Go do it to it, you because know. It's really great music, and he's very, very talented. Very talented.
Speaking of talent, the Nobel Prize I'm very excited about in physiology or medicine, that category, went to Svante Paabo. Why? For his discoveries related to genomes of extinct hominoids of human evolution.
What?
Extracting DNA, genetics of Neanderthal man, of our earliest ancestors,
oh.
Making correlations and connections between them and our current, and you know, the human career which led us to where we are today.
Wow.
And that is, I'm so excited about that, of course, because my late brother, of course, was a pioneer in the field and
yes.
discovered a lot of this evidence single-handedly and with his team, you know, which is wonderful. We've talked about that on the show before. But, you know, there's so much information. There's a wealth of evidence concerning how we evolved, our career. And it comes in many forms, that evidence, not one thing you look at. It's a huge, broad-based variety, thousands of fossils that enable researchers and students to study the changes that occurred in not just our physical structure, but in the brain, body size, locomotion, diet, and other aspects,
yeah.
All regarding to the way of life that the early human species over the past 6 million years evolved.
Yes.
You know, millions of stone tools, figurines, paintings, footprints, other traces of human behavior. You know, in the prehistoric record, tell us where and how our very, 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 very earliest ancestors lived. And when certain technological innovations were invented, at what time period during our evolution. And it's a study
wow.
of human genetics that show how closely related we are to other primates. People have called me, Andy, do you know you look like... No.
You're a primate.
They've used me as part of this evidence, in fact.
Oh, well, you look great for your age.
I've been... This is how we know. They say, do you know we've evolved from Cro-Magnon man? And people say, hi, look at Andy. You know, no respect. You know what I'm saying? Story of my life.
Know.
You know what I mean?
Don't listen to them. Don't listen.
You look up evolution in National Geographic, you see my picture. You know what I mean?
With a guitar. That comes hand in hand, I'm afraid.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. No respect at all. None.
He's evolved.
None. Yeah. Yeah. It's unreal. It's unreal.
Oh, that they can get that.
It is, but what's also fascinating is how connected and literally connected we are with all other organisms and which can be very indicative of prehistoric migrations of our own species, Homo sapiens, all over the world. And it's not, you know, at one time people may have heard the expression of carbon dated. We're way beyond carbon dating. They're still using it in some universities and institutions around the world, but it's archaic now. There's so many more advanced ways of doing dating, having to do with DNA extraction, having to do with you know, others looking at rocks and formations of rocks and waterbeds and, you know, digging down underneath and finding different fossils and tools and, you know, how our earliest ancestors lived and when. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Oh,
and through very advanced photography and ultrasound and infrared and, you know, all these different things that they're using now to help us determine the age of remains, which contribute to the big picture of when different milestones in becoming human actually occurred.
Yes.
Yeah. It's fascinating. It's fascinating. And I was, when I saw the notice that the Nobel Prize was given to somebody, you know, known in the field of somebody who's genetically making these connections with Cro-Magnon man, you know, with our earliest, you know, ancestors genetically through DNA and other things. That's amazing. It's me. And you know, and I don't want to, you know, people believe in what they believe. We talked about religion and so forth, and all due respect to everybody who thinks that Adam and Eve actually created. And I've seen people on TikTok who actually, beyond a doubt, as blue as the sky is blue, think that Adam and Eve actually truly existed.
Huh.
That we were actually all created out of incest, you know, brother and sister. We're all actually.
I know, because I've had this conversation so many times with people, and I've always said, well, that, in that case, if they did exist, then yes, we're all born out of incest, which would go against everything in the Bible. So, we talked about it so many times.
And that would only put our species a couple, 2,000 years old. That's, you know, when there's actually evidence that we are much older than that. We go back into the millions, and you can actually see traces of our actual bodily change having to do with the environment and relocation and technological advances.
Yeah.
Remember, technological, you know, we talk about chips that you can put on a pinhead, right, as a technological advancement. You know, we talk about, look at our cell phones. I got a self-driving car, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Right? All right. Now, to go back millions of years, something you can hammer something with is like developing a cell phone to us today.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Hey, look what I can do. You know, look what I can do. I can bang on something and make it change by banging on it. Holy crap. That's Einstein millions of years ago.
Yeah.
Right? And all of these changes happened over millions of years. And
exactly,
I think that's our biggest, the biggest issue I think the human brain has, one of many, unfortunately, one of very many, is our inability for many, really, and everybody, I think, to really get a grip on the fact that every single tiny, minute, tiniest little change in our environment, in our culture, in our physical structure, in the way we communicate, the way we act, the way we behave, the way what we do, took millions and millions of years for each individual phase to happen.
Yeah.
And we want the quick, we want to bam, abracadabra, let there be light, boom, there's man. Here we are. Whoa, hey, how you doing? Oh, man, there's a Tesla. Whoa, that was quick. Ooh, wee. How that happened?
And you see, just from this conversation, and we're saying about, you know, that we've got millions of years of evidence, that would suggest that when they're referring to the time of Adam and Eve, they're talking about a jump in consciousness. Because consciousness has evolved through... with humanity. Like you said, they were discovering how to use tools all the way back then, and they were learning how to think and do things. So that suggests very limited amount of consciousness. So when we jump to Adam and Eve, we're looking at a time when things were a bit more evolved within consciousness, within humans' ability to even receive that consciousness. So to me, that's what that represents. It's just everything is symbolic. It's not literal. And I think there's so many people so willingly read things and take things as it is. You only have to look at today's world, don't you, with social media, and they see a bit of information on Facebook that one person shared, and without actually fact checking, you know, to see if it's legit, you know, a legitimate piece of news or information, we so quickly hit the share button before we've had time to even digest it, and we've already put it on our wall. And then everybody's then commenting on it, oh my God, and they share it. It's like the whole Chinese whispers thing. And nobody stopped to actually check where it's come from, apart from maybe one bright spark who said, well, actually, I've just looked at this on Google, and, you know, it's come up on a site as being false information, and here's the link to prove it. And then that person's like, oh, well, now I feel stupid because I didn't actually go and check it out. I read it, and it hit me. I had an emotional response. I hit the share button because, I thought it was just real. So I think that's the same thing with the Bible. We're literally reading it as if it's literal when it's actually meant to be symbolic.
Stories. So, you know, a lot of characters and names and places in the Bible were, you know, a lot of this was written over and the actual names of people who supposedly wrote things in the Bible, we don't even know if the real names of those characters actually existed or not. We have no way of actually knowing that. And in all likelihood, many of those names were fictitious and made up. A lot of the stories were obviously made up. There was no Noah's Ark. You know, Noah didn't collect how many animals? Some people actually believe that Noah's Ark, the whole story of Noah, actually happened. It really happened that the world was flooded.
Yeah.
This guy put two of every single kind of species in the world in this ark, and off it went.
Yeah.
It may have even tried to make, I think that was the origins of the America's Cup back then.
Right.
Just, you know.
Yeah. It's fascinating to see what people actually do believe. And we're not, you know, attacking anybody who believes these things. You're entitled to believe whatever you want. But from our perspective.
Right.
Yeah.
There are people who, I guess what my frustration is, here's my frustration, that, as we just said, there is scientific evidence and fact that contradicts so many of what people believe. And there's a distinction between belief and knowledge. Belief is something you believe to be true. Knowledge is something that's, or it's there, you know, is am I speaking to you right now? That's a fact I am, right? Somebody could not believe that I'm speaking to you, but I am speaking to you, but they don't have to believe that I am, but I am, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So the fact and the knowledge is that I'm speaking to you. Somebody can actually, and somebody could not say, Andy, I don't believe you're speaking to Amanda right now. I think it's a tape. I think it's re-recorded. I don't really think you are talking, you know, I'm being, of course, grossly exaggerating and, you know, making something up, obviously, but I'm just saying, using that as example for something that you can believe, or something as fact. Science and our evolution and the universe and the story, you know, and the, you know, we can trace everything. There's a scientific reason how everything ever happened. Everything.
Yeah.
And there may not have ever been a beginning, and there will not be an end. Even if the universe somehow exploded and every star disappeared way back when, there'd still be something there, because nothing, if you can say the word nothing, then you're describing something being there. So nothing cannot exist, because nothing is actually something. So there's no such thing as nothing.
Yeah.
So you can get so deep into, you know, but that's why. So getting back to what I'm going on here, but that's what gets me frustrated about people who pontificate the story behind a lot of religions, because it's based on just that, a fictitious story. It never happened.
Yeah. I think I'd have a lot more respect if they actually said that this is what I believe, but I'm not going to force it down your throat, because when people argue,
exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
Keep an open mind. Maybe this is what I like. This is what I like to believe. This is what fulfills my life to believe that this is the way it was.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe it didn't, but this is what fulfills my life. This is what means I need this to happen in my brain for my life to happen the way it does. But I'm open. You know, sure. Could I be wrong? Yeah. But the fact that we evolved as a species is a fact. Is it? No, we didn't. Adam and Eve existed. Well, no, they are absolutely wrong. And when somebody pontificates that, oh, Adam and Eve, then you know what? That's what's frustrating to me. You know, I don't want to insult anybody. I don't want to, you know, whatever. But I have an issue with people combating fact and science and reality, truth and integrity. To me, fact means is truth and a matter of integrity. And that's what frustrates me is the, you know, the human, you know, it's the human, who we are, you know, where we are, being
the human
real,
element,
you know,
has been removed.
Yes.
Yeah. I do get you. And if you think about consciousness existing in all things, because there's energy in everything. So that energy is consciousness. So, when you look at the consciousness of a fish compared to the consciousness of a human being, there's a massive jump, but that's been a progressive thing over millions of years.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just think it's referring to a jump in consciousness, and this is what is an important part of that consciousness and how it's gone forward from there.
And moving that same feel into the context of politics and something we've been talking about and following on the show for a long time. Donald Trump gets on the podium on January 6th and says, you got to fight like hell. If you don't fight like hell, you don't have a country anymore. We're going to march down to the Capitol. Those are the words of the President of the United States. Fact. He had something to do with the insurrection. Fact. Oh, no, he didn't do it. He didn't. We're gonna fight like hell. If you don't fight like hell, we don't have a country anymore. We're going to march down to the Capitol. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Right? Anyway.
No.
We'll talk more about that on Wednesday. Yes.
Oh, boy.
You know what I'm saying? It's just fun. I could go on forever. And we have fun on this show. Don't we have fun?
I love having these conversations and just like talking about stuff, because you get to pick things apart and just see things from different angles, and it kind of expands your own kind of thinking and stuff like that. It gets quite thrilling, doesn't it, when you get into a subject that really kind of reaches to you. You're just like, yeah, I don't want to stop. Yeah, let's keep going.
And it's cool to talk about the emptiness that life really presents itself with, that we have to write the script for.
Yeah.
And when we talk about, whatever happened, however it ever happened, whatever happened already happened, it has nothing to do with what's going to happen tomorrow, because we have to create that. And when you dive into that, when you dive into the possibility of what is, can be, that life and the world and our existence is nothing but possibility. That's all it is, because nothing's happened yet. And so much of what we bring forward has already occurred. We can interpret it. We can talk about it. We can debate it. We can discuss it. But the facts are that things that happened, period.
Yes.
So it's kind of cool to dive into the empty palette of what we can do as we walk forward in our lives.
Yeah.
Next on the Andy and Amanda Show. Isn't that a good way to end the show? That's a good way to end the show, isn't it? Isn't that good?
It is.
Yeah.
It's all about the bass. Got the bass.
All about the bass. About the bass.
Oh, that's been a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I think we'll close out. Let's close out. I was going to go back to All About the Bass as our closing song for the day. But I think we'll close out with No, please don't do that. No. let's
turn to the UK.
We could. Was it? I forgot what I was doing. I totally lost it for a second there.
Okay.
Let's close out with Imagine by John Lennon.
Oh, perfect.
Let's close out with that.
The discussion we just had. Fantastic.
Yeah. So take us home, Amanda. We're back here Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, whatever time it is. Hopefully we'll have our technical issues resolved and I can get back on behind the microphone and have to call in the show, which is fine anyway, I guess. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. What? All right. So, on behalf of my wonderful, amazing co-host, Andy Kimball, he's such a legend from California, Hollywood, myself, Amanda Love here in the UK, thank you to you guys. I'm just having one more to talk about, usually Cornell or caller calling in. So,
really.
On behalf of us and on behalf of you guys, you awesome people, for joining the show and listening and supporting us, we love you. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope you continue to join in with us and follow our journey, this magical journey that we're on, and come back on Wednesday for another show and let you and us be entertained in some wondrous, glorious way, if you are entertained.
Anyway, thank you for listening, folks. Yes, okay. And all the numbers that are booming up are literally spiking. We really appreciate it. So sincerely, a heartfelt thank you, really. Everybody, because the show is going to go on well, we're not going to talk about it now, but we're show's going up a couple notches soon, and we'll get to that. But anyway, all right, take care, folks. We'll see you Wednesday, right, Amanda?
I recently had sex with this guy.
Oh,
well, good.
And
I guess we have to wait till Wednesday. I want to find out more about this. Tune in Wednesday, folks. We'll find out more about that. Yeah. Bye. Take care.
Bye. Bye.
And the world.